Against the background of this deepening coronavirus crisis, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have reported a breakthrough in talks on forming a new government. In a statement issued by both parties last night, they agreed on the need to form a strong, stable government that will help Ireland recover post-COVID-19. Now, to talk about that and also today's Marathon Doyle session, which is needed to pass further emergency legislation, I'm joined on the line by News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So the statement last night was identical from both parties, so it was agreed word for word. What are they saying?
Well, as you mentioned in the intro, they have agreed now to move on to government formation, programme for government talks, which is the next step, essentially. So they have agreed to this idea that there is going to be a coalition between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil for the first time. And they're now going to get into the nitty gritty of actually working out the details. It was a joint statement that said, and this is a phrase that I thought had been banned from the political lexicon, Pat, a strong and stable government that Ireland will need to recover post-COVID-19. And this kind of puts the context on everything, because, of course, when we first had the election, we thought this programme for government was going to be about the next 5 years. It was going to be about how Ireland could improve, deal with the health crisis, the housing crisis and all that. That's completely changed. And we see the figures in the ESRI this morning that suggest employment could get up to 18%, a huge fall off in the economy. And as one Fianna Fáil source put to me, it's not a programme for government they're really negotiating, but a programme for recovery.
Yeah, the ESRI suggesting the economy will shrink by 7.1% and that the government will have a deficit of over 4% rather than any surplus. That's based on a 12-week cessation, really, of major activity within the economy. So, Sean, what has to happen today and how will they meet? Many of them will meet.
So in terms of the actual Dáil sitting today, there's going to be around a third is the maximum that can sit, like we saw this time last week. So in around the 50 mark of TDs, all represented on a d'Hondt system of about 11 from each of the three major parties and smaller numbers then from the others in order to pass the legislation. This is, of course, the bill that was announced earlier this week, the omnibus measure packages, including the rent freeze and ban on evictions and the social welfare packages that we've talked about a lot in the last couple of days. Going to be about a 12-hour sitting all in all. They're meeting from 11 and that's going to go on till probably well after 10 o'clock tonight at the moment. A couple of other business on the agenda. They are going to elect a last County Corla just in case there was the unfortunate case at the moment where the County Corla might get the coronavirus and was put out of action and all the repercussions that could come from that. And they are also going to be talking as well about government still, Pat, because even though we've had this somewhat of a breakthrough for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, it's not entirely clear how they're going to go forward, what the speed of that will be. We're expecting over the next 2 weeks, and the issue that we first raised on this show last week about the Seanad, where no new laws can be passed from midnight on Sunday, which puts another a flame under the government formation talks, but also makes things very difficult because they need to have everything passed today in order to get it done.
And the Greens, they seem to be setting their faces against going in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They still are looking for a national government. Are they consigning themselves to being in charge of the westerly facing window boxes for the foreseeable future?
I'm not entirely sure they'd put it in those terms, Pat. The Greens were a really interesting story.
It was a bizarre contribution from Eamon Ryan in the Dáil last week. I mean, quite bizarre.
One of the strangest contributions I've ever seen in the Dáil, where we talked about it. And the hardware stores are going to stay open, incidentally, since he raised it last week, and allowing south-facing gardens so we can all have our salads in a few weeks. I think that drew actually quite a bit of criticism internally from some people in the Green Party who were saying, well, look, there's a national crisis on at the moment. You know, this is not exactly helpful. But there's an interesting split in that it seems to be some of the older cohort in the party who have been around government before who want to go back in and negotiate now with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and they're being overruled by the young guns and the newly elected TDs who say, no, it needs to be a government of national unity or nothing. And I think the pressure is going to come on them from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. The way I see them approaching it is that between the two of those parties, they'll negotiate a programme for government. They've been in extensive talks with the Green Party already, so have a pretty good idea of what they want from it and can already bake that in. And then they're going to go and look for either the Greens to come back into the fold in a couple of weeks' time or for other parties. They haven't entirely ruled out Labour. They think that maybe when the new leader gets involved there, their position opposition might change and other independents to make up the numbers. But really, it's actually the coronavirus is going to have a huge impact on this. If it turns out that in 2-3 weeks' time, we've already seen the peak of it and things are on the way down, as they seem to be in China at the moment, then you have a situation where the argument for a government of national unity is not as strong, and perhaps the Greens could come back into the fold on that basis. So we're very much waiting on the national crisis to affect the formation crisis.
And finally, and briefly, Sean, the whole business of agreeing a programme for government, we presume they're also trying to agree jobs for the boys and the girls in the various parties.
Yeah, and that gets particularly interesting given this, okay, the idea of a rotating Taoiseach is well out there. Given the crisis at the moment, do you let the Uachtaráin go first? Do you keep him in there at the moment because he's had a handle on this? At what point do you swap over? Do you keep Simon Harris in there because you don't want a changeover of Health Minister at the moment? He's a really interesting political case. A few weeks ago, there was people in Fianna Fáil saying no way he could be part of a cabinet. Now there's people saying no way he can't be part of a cabinet because of the current crisis. So all of that still has to be fleshed out, and plenty of arguments about it to come, no doubt.